Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
25 to 11 and from Harness Racing New South Wales, we've got Brittany Graham with us. How are you, Brittany?
Really good, Cozzy. How are you?
Fantastic. What have you got for us today?
Well, it was a big weekend in racing across all three codes, and yesterday at Dubbo, they had an 8-race card and 5 of the races were taken out by Amanda Turnbull. So I thought that we'd grab Amanda this morning and have a quick chat to her about yesterday's feats, as well as a few stable runners that are returning to the races very soon, where all eyes are certainly on them. And I think we have Amanda online now. Good morning to you, Amanda. Congratulations on yesterday and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Britt. Yeah, it was a good day.
5 winners on the card, and from what I can see, you only had 5 drives, so that's not a bad strike rate for your Sunday.
No, it was good. I needed it. I was a bit tired and needed a bit of a spark up, but I had some nice drives and it worked out good.
I'm sure that's the best way to get a spark up there with a few winners, but you always go into these meetings, obviously you said that you had good drives, but you probably don't ever expect to walk away with 100% strike rate and 5 winners to take home with you either.
No, I knew I had some nice drives, but I didn't know much about a couple of them. And, you just hope I had some nice draws as well, so that made it a bit easier. But, yeah, you expect to have a good day, but you don't expect that.
What's your record previously for winners at a meeting?
5, yeah.
5, very good. Well, another PB there yesterday. We might run through those winners as well. You kicked off in the first with Monsieur Darcy. And I think another thing to note is that 3 of your winners you hadn't actually driven before. So you have 100% strike rate on those as well. But Monsieur Darcy managed to get that nice draw of 1. As you mentioned, you had a couple of 1 draws earlier on in the day and managed to bury through at the start and was just far too good in the end.
Yeah. It was good that he held the front early and a couple of other horses did things wrong. Yeah, and then he went away and won well.
Race 2, you sat on the sidelines there, but race 3, another of the reward series heats, was taken out by Magical Times for Grant Jones, and not a dissimilar sort of race there. Had a little bit of a struggle on his hands early on to hold the lead from 1, but once you did, it was an even easier win there, and a mile rate of 158.4 was by far the fastest of the 3 heats, so no doubt he'll be a force to be reckoned with in the final this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. He's got some tricks. He's a bit silly, but once we held the front there, he was always going to be hard to catch. But, yeah, we were lucky early.
Race number 4, Caribbean Jack, was a winner, a second row draw this time around, but a great drive from you. You managed to jump up around them earlier on. Got a little bit keen, but then slotted back into the 1-1, and in the end did it pretty well, even though the margin wasn't as large as the earlier races, but lining up for only the second start for Kevin Medland. So I'm sure he was happy with the performance as he owns the gelding himself, and he wanted to get a little bit keen early on in the piece, but still managed to hold on to enough energy to get home.
Yeah, definitely. He actually went really good because he had to make a couple of runs and stop and start a couple of times. And, he ended up going away on the line, which is pretty promising because he had a pretty rough old run.
Certainly did. And then a couple of more races, you were able to take a breather before you lined up a couple of your own runners. In race number 7, you had Ranieri, which was too good in what was national rating up to 55 race, and this horse is fairly lightly raced as well, just a 4-year-old, but he looks to still be learning what it's all about, but did a good enough job again, not dissimilar to the runner before in Caribbean Jack, where you were able to slot in again after making a 3-wide move.
Yeah, there was a galloper and sort of disorganised the field a bit, but he was lucky he got back into 1-1, and yeah, he's a funny horse. He's still very green. He didn't really know what to do when he hit the front. All he wanted to do was wait for him a bit. So, yeah, he's got a lot to learn, but he can do it if he puts his mind to it.
And in the last race, you lined up 2 of your own runners again and you quinellaed it. So, really, you couldn't have had a much better day if you'd tried, unless those 2 had dead-heated in the last. But Tacked Best, she was too good. And I thought this run was really good from her as well, because she was quite a way off them with about a lap to go. And Convair Hustler was out in front, and he's a pretty hard horse to get past as well. So she did a good job and she ran away from him fairly easily in the end as well.
Yeah, she was really impressive, which was good. She sort of runs her races a bit funny. She either pulls too hard or makes herself too tired. But when she races like she did yesterday, she can actually really go.
She certainly can. 5 winners on the card yesterday. A fantastic effort. And as you mentioned, it's always nice to get those wins up. And, of course, in the country as well, Dubbo. What's the travel time like for you to get out to Dubbo on a Sunday?
3 hours. So it's a long enough trip.
Certainly is a 6-hour round trip. Luckily, there was a few winners to be had as well. I thought I'd pick your brains on a few other runners while I had you here this morning. News coming through a couple of weeks ago that the mare IC Diamond, she's run her last race and she's in the breeding barn. So a tinge of sadness there because she has been such a good mare right across her career, but no doubt she will produce some pretty handy foals.
Yeah, she's going to be hard to replace. Like, you're always guaranteed to have a Saturday night runner when you had her in a stable every second week. She was always on the float and never ran a bad race. She's going to be something we're going to miss.
Certainly. Do you know what she's going in foal to yet?
Captain Trencherous, so that's why she had to retire. And she's going to have a month off and then they'll start breeding from her.
It'll certainly be an exciting foal. Looking forward to seeing that in the years to come. Elmer's Image, I guess you could call him the stable star, no doubt, after the efforts that he made last season. And it was a super season as well. We last saw him in the Len Smith Mile. I see he's back at the trials this evening. So is New Zealand still on the cards?
Just not the New Zealand Cup, but we're hoping we'll get over for the end of the year. You know, I just sort of wasn't going to have him quite fit enough. Like, I'm happy with him, but I was sort of just going to be able to sneak in only a couple of trials, and I didn't think that would suit that sort of race, being such a long-distance race.
Yeah, and of course, with the Inter-Dominion, I should say, going right-handed, have you given him a few track work trips right-handed, or how do you think he'll handle the different way of going? Of course, he is Kiwi-bred, but he did the majority of his racing down south, so probably hasn't had many goes right-handed.
Yeah, no, that's something we've got to work on. I'm hoping he might know with the New Zealand way. Hopefully he's raced on the grass, maybe the wrong way. But, he loves Meningle, so I think this long straights and that sort of won't be too big of a difference if he has to go the other way.
All righty, well, we will watch to see how he performs tonight at the trials. Any new additions to the stable? You're always keeping an eye out and having a few new Kiwis pop up here or there. Anything for us to look out for in the coming weeks?
Nothing really new. I've got some more 2-year-olds this year, so I've quietened down on the Kiwis a little bit this year.
Any 2-year-olds that have taken your eye this early?
Not at this stage. I've only just had them a couple of weeks. Josh does all the work with them early, so I'm lucky enough that I've just got them now when they're quiet.
Perfect. No, we all like that. Very good. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Amanda. Congratulations on yesterday's feat. 5 winners at Dubbo and also training a double. And we look forward to seeing Elmer's Image trial tonight and then watch him cross the ditch as well. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Britt. Thank you.
Amanda Turnbull there off the back of a super day at Dubbo yesterday. As I mentioned, 5 winners in the bike. She also trained a double and at Quinella. So it couldn't have got much better for Amanda yesterday for a Sunday road trip to Dubbo. Just a sneaky 6-hour round trip, but certainly worth the trip as well. In a few other bits and pieces of news on this Monday morning, it was a big night of racing out of Tabcorp Park, Meningle 10 races on Saturday night, and it was really the McCarthy's night out. They all had a hand to play in the meeting. John McCarthy managed to drive 3 winners, including the feature on the night, the Group 3 Paul Fitzpatrick Cup aboard Ray's Choice, and he was a roughie in that race as well. John actually drove a few roughies on Saturday evening, but he managed to take home 3 winners and a treble as well. And his granddaughter Lily McCarthy, of course, the daughter of Luke and Belinda, had her first night out at the Mini Trots and she managed to rein a winner in as well. So no doubt she's setting herself up for a big career in harness racing. Also, speaking of the McCarthy's, Bling It On, he won't race again before the Inter-Dominion. Now it's been decided he'll have a few private workouts at Meningle the right-handed way. So he'll be going right-handed to prepare him for the Auckland Inter-Dominion. So we won't see him again until November 29, which is the first round of heats there at Alexandra Park. Tough Monarch, well, he was back in the winner's circle on Saturday evening as well at Meningle and, in fact, broke his own track record in rating 156.5 for the 2,300 metres under mobile conditions. So he is right back on track for the Dominion, well, New Zealand Cup week, and then potentially the Inter-Dominion series as well. And today at Tabcourt Park, Menangle, a good trial session here also. And from the James Rattray team, Harjeet is lining up, and he had an Inter-Dominion nomination lodged. So he, if he performs well today, will no doubt be very much considered for a trip across the Tasman. And then Ignatius will trial next week, and they could be a pairing that make the way that make their way across to New Zealand. So a few bits and pieces of news for your Monday morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning, and hopefully we can find a winner or two at tomorrow's Tabcourt Park Menangle meeting.
Good on you. Thanks, Brittany. Brittany Graham on the pace. Now it is 10:45, Sky Sports Radio.